This is Day to Day. I'm James Hattori.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we hear from Coober Pedy, Australia, where it's so hot, a lot of people live underground.
But first, Congress is out on summer recess, and this week, a trio of high-profile Republicans announced they're going on permanent recess. The latest high-profile departure was confirmed today.
Who would have guessed that a wrestling coach from Kendall County in Illinois would be the longest-serving Republican speaker of the House of Representatives?
That's former House Speaker Dennis Hastert announcing that he won't run for re-election next year. Joining us now to talk about the Republican exodus and the rest of the recess week in Washington is John Harwood. He's chief Washington correspondent for CNBC and contributing writer for the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back to the program, John.
Hey, James.
You must be one of the few people in D.C. Actually, you're just back from vacation from Alaska, but everybody else in D.C. is gone on vacation, right?
Oh, this town is cleared out, and it's probably a good thing given the acrimony that was filling the halls of Congress before Congress went out.
Well, let's talk about those who are going on permanent vacation. On Monday, Karl Rove said he's leaving the White House. Then Ohio's Deborah Price said she's leaving Congress. And today we heard from Dennis Hastert. That's a pretty serious changing of the guard to the Republicans, isn't it?
Well, there are a couple things going on here. First of all, Republicans across the board are deeply pessimistic about the state of their party right now. In the case of Karl Rove, he's been at this a long time. The Bush administration is more or less out of gas on most issues. They're playing a defensive game with the Congress, looking to veto spending bills and that sort of thing, but they're not going to get a lot more accomplished. He decided that was a good time to go. Hastert's a special case. When you've been the Speaker of the House, your party loses power. There's not much that's anything nearly as satisfying to do in Congress, and Hastert's been at this a while. But Deb Price is more interesting. She is somebody who was in a marginal seat in Ohio, barely won her reelection in a contested race that went past Election Day, and that is a real sign of the straw in the wind. Republicans do not expect that they're going to carry Congress next year, so one of the challenges is going to be preventing some of those members with the capacity to hold difficult seats from walking away from them. The overall political environment is very bad for Republicans. The president's down in the 30s with his approval rating. The Democrats have a big advantage on a range of issues, from things like Iraq to even taxes and spending, traditional Republican issues. So they've got a very rough road ahead unless some conditions change dramatically in our politics for the better for them.
Now that the dust has settled a bit on Rove's announcement, any word on what he's going to do next? Is he going to be hitting the campaign trail with other Republicans, or for that matter, will many of them want him?
Well, I think if he hits the campaign trail, it's going to be by cell phone and not on the road itself. I think Karl is someone who has a certain amount of radioactivity in terms of the general electorate. He's not all that well known, but he's a polarizing figure, certainly for Democrats, many of whom are extremely vituperative in their comments about him. So Republican campaigns aren't going to want to have him front and center. But I think they do want to tap his brain, which is considerable. He, after all, got George Bush elected for president twice. So I expect that whoever the Republican nominee is will be talking to Karl one way or the other, either through some of his acolytes who are running those campaigns or just who will reach out to him anew. But I don't think he's going to sign up for any campaign. He's done this twice. He wants to write a book and reflect. He'll probably end up teaching as well.
What about the Republican race for the president? What's the landscape look like now after last weekend's Iowa straw poll?
You've got to say that at this stage in the race, everything is coming up aces for Mitt Romney, the former governor of Massachusetts. Leads in Iowa, confirmed that with his straw poll showing. Leads in New Hampshire as well, even though Rudy Giuliani is a fellow Northeasterner and ought to be in a competitive position with him. He's done exceptionally well at fundraising, and he's the richest candidate in the race, which means he can write his own check when the time comes late this year, early January, when we're really deciding the nominee. So he's in a strong position, even though he doesn't lead in any of the national polls. Giuliani's still ahead. Fred Thompson's even ahead of him. Thompson hasn't entered the race yet, but you've got to like where Mitt Romney is at this point. One of the questions coming out of that straw poll, though, is Mike Huckabee, who has been the best Republican debater of any of them so far, but has raised a pittance in terms of campaign donations, does he get any traction to become more of a factor in the race? We don't know if he can or not, but by finishing second in a surprise showing and doing better than fellow religious conservative Sam Brownback, he at least has opened a door for himself. We'll see if he can walk through.
John Harwood of CNBC and the Wall Street Journal. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's my pleasure.